four segments, call it Mishnah Dalad. The previous Mishnah was discussing what was done with the truma that was taken three times a year from the Master Shekel. Afterwards we saw what we do with the leftovers that remained behind after the truma was taken. Now this Mishnah is discussing what about if a certain amount was taken off with the truma and they didn't use it all up for kabbalas. The meitzed truma mayoyisimbam, the leftovers of the truma, what would they do with that? Rikuei zog tipuei l'beit kodesh hakadoshim. They would make golden golden thin sheets of gold, and they would use that as a cover for the kodesh hakadoshim. That's the Tanakam's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer meitzer hapeiros v'keit hamizbeach. That what this is. The money that the profit they made from the Shiori Halishka we saw in the previous mission, according to one of the opinions, by selling the wines and the shemen, that extra profit, that they used l'keit the mizbeach to bring oilas on the mizbeach when there was nothing else being done with the mizbeach. Moiser hashuma l'klisharis, the leftovers of the shuma, which we're talking now, was used for making new vessels for the avodah of the Beit Hamikdash. The Kivayna Moisid Shruma L'Keitam Mizbeach says that the leftovers of the Shruma were for the carbon oilers when they didn't have any carbonus. So basically we have three opinions. Either it was used for lining the walls of the Kodesh Kodashim with gold, or it was used to make it Kli Sharis, or it was used for these oilers. Moisid Nesachim, if they, the Gizborim bought Nesachim wine to sell and they had leftovers, so that they would sell and they use it for Kli Sharis. You can ask me what's the leftovers of this money? You keep on using it until you bought enough Karbanis. The idea behind it is it was bought for Karbanis Tzivur up till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. After that they got the new one, they got the new coins in. So the last year's coins would not be used for kabbalas. Now, Chananias, Kana Koyne, Ma'ina, Ma'isin, Etzochim, Keitam, Etzbeach. He held that the leftovers of the wines that were bought would go not for klisharis, would go for bringing oilers on the Etzbeach when there was nothing else being burnt on the Etzbeach. Ma'isin, Hatshuma, Klisharis. And the leftovers of the Shuma Talishka would go for klisharis. And that point is like Rabbi Yishmael in respect to what of the leftovers of the Shuma. That both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina did not agree to what was done with these payers, because Rabbi Kiva said the chalal didn't have this payers and not exist, because that idea of buying oil and wine and selling them, Rabbi Kiva said that they would not do that in the chalal.